This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. We're being joined by our good friend Chelsea Payton from the Lauda District Library. Chelsea, what's shaking at the LDL?
I wanted to talk about today some of the outreach that we have been doing here in our community.
Okay. Reaching out, helping.
Reaching out and helping. Mm-hmm. So we have a few staff members who go and do outreach, and I have had the absolute pleasure of joining them for some of the things that they do. I've mostly joined in for outreach to senior centers, though I also have joined a little bit for stuff to the local high school. But we most recently went out to Christian Haven here near downtown, and we brought what is called a Tovertoffel pixie.
Mm.
The name is Dutch, so that's the Tovertoffel. Mm. This is a device that is made for elderly people living with dementia or cognitive decline. So we find this is super important because as of this year, an estimated 7.2 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's. That's from the Alzheimer's Association. And the National Institute of Health predicts that an estimated 40% of Americans over the age of 55 will develop some form of dementia in coming years.
Mm.
So dementia is very much increasing with the U.S.'s aging population. So we find this is super important. The Tovertoffels are like, I describe them as like an interactive projector.
Okay.
It's like a big projector, but you can project stuff onto like a table, for example,
mm-hmm.
and you can move your hands around it and things like that. And it will actually, the things projected will interact with you.
Mm.
They have a bunch of different games on it and they stimulate physical, social, and cognitive activity.
Okay.
What we have, which we're super excited about, is called the Pixie version.
Mm.
So usually the Tovertoffels, they're hooked up to the like a ceiling and they're very stationary. They stay in one spot.
Okay.
And you bring people to them.
Mm-hmm.
The Pixie kind of looks like a Pixar lamp.
Okay.
I don't think that's why they named it that, but
yeah. That's
kind of how I describe it with people. It's really cute. It's got the little bendy thing and the big lamp part. And we can wheel it around wherever.
Sure.
So instead of bringing people to the Tovertoffel, we bring it out to the people in our community.
Gotcha.
And it gets people moving. It gets people talking. It gets people remembering and recalling things, which is huge. But yeah, we got to bring it out to Christian Haven just the other week. And we had people who, when we first got there, were kind of non-responsive, kind of non-verbal. And by the end of it, we're talking and recalling memories and laughing with us and sharing stories. Just from playing fun little games and interactive things.
Mm-hmm.
Super amazing.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
The Tovertoffel.
Tovertoffel.
Mm-hmm.
So a big thank you to the Sherwood family here in town. They supplied the funding for the Tovertoffel Pixie, and we could not be more grateful. It's as part of the Makerspace stuff coming up, but, you know, as I mentioned, we're already out using it.
Mm-hmm.
And we plan on using it for more than just these senior living centers, because the games and stuff can very much be engaging for healthy seniors, but also those with like developmental disabilities or for little ones developing fine motor skills.
There you go.
So a lot of fun. I'm very excited to be part of some more of the Tovertoffel Pixie outreach and things like that.
Good deal.
It's very impressive.
Very impressive. What else you got?
So as we mentioned, we go to senior living and assisted living centers. We go to schools and such. For our adult outreach, our team is Jake from our adult services and Anna from our circulation department. So Anna will go out and sign residents from different places up for library cards because they very much, you know, live here. They just can't always make it to the library to do so. Unfortunately, we weren't able to have Jake here today, but I'll definitely get him on at some point and talk about like how he makes his selections. But I know that he hand selects books for each location that we go to.
Mm.
I don't know his process, but I know that he like handpicks stuff for residents. Every time I've been able to go, they're always so excited. And like they know him by name. And then he also will bring different crafts and vinyl records to play.
Very cool.
So we've done like paper crane folding. We've done little origami pumpkins before. And then, of course, you know, bringing and sharing the joy of music and memories. That also helps, right, with people like cognitively.
So, Chelsea, if people would like to learn more about what's going on over there at the LDL, where's the best place to get that information?
They can go to loudatlibrary.org or follow us at Loudat District Library on social media. And if you're interested in having us visit your, you know, assisted living center or school or some daycare for outreach, please just contact us. I think the best place would be loudat@loudatlibrary.org, just our main email line.
All right. She's Chelsea. I'm Jesse. This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN.